Sponsorship of the KQED live audio stream comes from Xfinity Mobile, featuring customized wireless plans. Customers can choose unlimited, buy the gig, shared data, or a mix of both and switch it up anytime. Learn more at xfinitymobile.com.
From KQED Radio News, I'm Cy Musiker. A dozen West Coast lawmakers are calling on U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein to drop a proposal to ship more Delta water to farmers in the San Joaquin Valley. They say Feinstein's plan to guarantee water deliveries would push endangered salmon and steelhead even closer to extinction. Congressman John Garamendi represents the 10th Congressional District, including parts of the Delta. He's one of those who signed the letter to Feinstein. Congressman, what's wrong with pumping more water out of the Delta for farmers in the San Joaquin Valley?
Depends where you pump, when you pump it, and how much you pump at a given time. If you're pumping when the fish are near the pumps, you're simply going to kill the fish.
Right. Feinstein says that this is a good time of year to do it because snow and rainfall is abundant and river levels are high.
It also happens to be a time of year when the Delta smelt are near the pumps and when there are certain salmon species near the pumps. And therein lies the problem. There's actually a request that the senator put in to have the National Academy of Sciences determine if, in fact, that is the correct analysis of the biology of the fish. If it is, then you turn the pumps on, you kill the smelt, which are endangered, and you kill the salmon, which are also endangered, and that's where the extinction comes about.
So you want the senator to wait for that review to be done?
Absolutely. I mean, it's her own study. She was the one that proposed the study by the National Academy of Sciences. They undertook the study. She made the money available in an earmark. Good. And before the study comes out, she jumps the gun and wants to ship water south and override one of the three pillars of the environmental protections of this nation: clean air, clean water, and the species protection. And so she's pulling one of those pillars down with a piece of legislation, which is really troublesome.
We got a statement in the newsroom today from the senator in which she said she's working with water users, environmentalists, and fishermen to find a solution. Have you heard back from Senator Feinstein on this?
Just her comments in the newspaper, a letter that was sent back to us, that she'd drop it if we found 40% of the water delivery. Well, I mean, that's a pretty strange request. There's also an ongoing multi-party effort, environmentalists, water users, state and federal government, and landowners, property owners up and down the state, trying to figure out a long-range solution to the Delta. The Bay Delta conservation planning is underway, and the senator's proposal really upsets the can.
Still, many farmers are not planting field crops. Another colleague of yours, Congressman Jim Costa, accuses some of his fellow Democrats of wanting the San Joaquin Valley to dry up and blow away. What do you say to that?
I think that's a serious overstatement of the reality. Of course, there has been a drought. There's been a drought that's affected all of California, north of the Delta, south of the Delta, east and west. Hopefully, this current rainfall of this season will continue, and we'll have a wet season, and that'll help everybody. But nobody wants farms to dry up and blow away, but at the same time, we don't want to destroy the environment of the largest estuary, which is the nursery for the ocean, on the west coast of the Western Hemisphere.
Congressman, Feinstein's bill would mostly benefit farmers in the Westlands Water District, and they're a very influential lobby in Sacramento and in Washington, D.C. Are you concerned about their influence on this issue, and why?
I've been involved in California water wars since 1974. I was Deputy Secretary of Interior. I conducted 3 years of negotiations. We actually had a settlement that would have precluded the current problem. It took me 3 years to negotiate a settlement. We were all sitting down at a table to sign, including the Westlands Water District. And the Westlands Water District representative got up from the table, took a phone call, came back and said, "We're not signing."
Who was that phone call from?
It was from the board of directors of the Westlands Water District, who at the very last moment pulled out of the negotiations, figuring they could do better in some other forum. It turned out that I told him, I said, "You're not going to do better. You're going to be tied up in lawsuits forevermore." And so here they are.
Thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure.
John Garamendi represents the 10th Congressional District in the East Bay. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED Public Radio.